Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome to this very special episode. I will welcome today my co-host, Darius, and you can tell us where we're off to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's time for you to grab your funny hats and papal slippers, maybe a little tiny wafer and a goblet of red wine. And is that white smoke I see or a witch being burned? We're going to put some Knights Templar on trial and punish people for thinking that the earth is round. So start crawling through your secret tunnels and repent, ye sinners. We are going to the world's smallest country, the Vatican.
The Vatican, yes. It's probably one of the most novel countries we'll have on here. And in terms of the UN-recognised countries, it's one of only two special territories. So there's 193 UN-recognised countries, but there's two special territories, and they are Taiwan, Republic of China, and the Vatican.
Wow.
There you go. So we have to
find it. I've never been. I'm super excited. And I have read all the Dan Brown books, so I kind of feel like I've been there.
Yeah. But, yes, it's I went to the Vatican. This is, you know, some of the episodes we've done more recently, I've only been to the places for a day. But to be fair, the Vatican, you actually really only need, well, maybe an hour.
I mean, the Pope lives there all the time, right?
True. So, but as a visitor, you can't go and live with the Pope. You can go to see him, but I don't think you can stay with him.
What, don't you think he has a guest bed?
Yeah.
You're like a papal guest bed?
He's special to be able to stay there. But yes, I went in 2018, and there are two parts. Well, so two major things that you go when you go to the Vatican. There's the, I'm going to get this wrong now. I'm going to say it's the Sistine Chapel, isn't it?
What St. Peter's Basilica.
Yes. And then there's St. Paul's Cathedral, which is kind of where you imagine the Pope to be. But we spent so long going around
St. Peter's Basilica.
That part that we that I was like, okay, so we could go over there, and then, you know, it's weird to imagine now, because, like, obviously Italy was, like, sort of really hit hard at the start of COVID and the streets were empty and things like that. So to imagine we were packed into this room and in this line, like, you know, step by step, like this whole place full of people, to imagine it now when there was very few people. But yeah, it was like, do we go and do that again? Or do we go and have Negronis and yummy snacks? And we did the latter.
Well, I probably would have hung around and made some sacrilegious jokes, maybe teased the Swiss Guard. I think I'd have a great time in the Vatican City.
I do have a photo of me with holding up my phone with the fact that I'm actually, you know, GPS located in the Vatican, so that I could, like, yes, I have actually been here. Tick. but it did take quite a long time to get around, because, yeah, it's a pretty popular place.
St. Peter's Basilica is the world's largest church in the world's smallest country. Isn't that fun?
Pretty mind-boggling. Well, we should say, in case people don't know, the Vatican is actually located inside
Rome, which is in the country Italy. So you do actually, you do get to tick off two countries with one stone, with one visit when you go.
Yeah, for all your lists that you're marking with stones.
Yes.
You do get a...
Yeah.
The Vatican City is a funny old place. It has its own bank, it prints its own stamps, and it issues its own license plates.
For what? Just the Pope?
Well, no, the Pope. There's about 845 Vatican Cityites, I think people from the Vatican City are called Vaticans.
Cityans. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are no female Vaticans on Earth.
Oh, so it's just a country for men?
Yeah, because the only person who can make you a Vatican, like a Vaticanite,
yeah,
a Vaticanian, is the Pope, who, at the same time, the Pope is also the king of Vatican City, because Vatican City is actually a monarchy. In fact, one of the world's last absolute monarchies.
There you go. Now, I must correct you. I'm looking this up because I'm like, I've just totally had a brain fart. I didn't go to St. Peter's Basilica. I did go to the Sistine Chapel. So there's two sides to it. So and the Basilica is where, you know, you see those famous views of the Pope waving and people going to see. So I didn't go there. I was on the Sistine Chapel side and the Museo side and saw all the artworks and the gardens. I saw the gardens, the Vatican gardens. Funny, I've just come across an article called The 13 Top Rated Tourist Attractions in the Vatican. I feel like there's only left two. They've really, like, fleshed that out.
Did you see the Pope when you were there? Who was the Pope when you were there?
I think it's the current one.
Okay. You didn't. I think that's like in any list, that should be number one.
See the Pope.
If you see the Pope, yeah, if you see the Pope in Vatican City, it's like seeing a rare Pokemon in its habitat.
But it's not always possible. It's like I went to Dharamsala, which is where the Dalai Lama is, but because he's often doing things and the Pope goes and does things too, I may not have seen him, but I did because he was in residence while I was there. So, St. Peter's Square is there. We go. Anyway, there's a big square where all the people go and wait. So clearly, her page. Oh yes, and the Museo Pio Clementino, which we did go through. But yes, it's very busy. Like you can imagine, everybody wants to go there, so it's pretty damn busy. And I was there in July.
Have you seen the Pope? Where is the damn Pope?
I don't know if they like people talking about it like that. But,
The goddamn Pope.
Definitely don't. Oh, I remember this bit, the Museo Chiaramonti, and basically it was like a whole room of busts, you know, the stone busts of men and women and the statues.
Do I know busts, Emma?
It was just a room. Yeah,
like the top third of people.
Of a statue, yeah, but like a whole room of that.
It's probably the most interesting third of people, the top third.
True. Don't really, it'd be a bit weird seeing just their legs.
Just shins.
Yes. The Museum of Shins.
Can I get back to my... a monarchy rant. It's not a rant, but so the Pope is also the king of Vatican City, and because they're a monarchy, they're not in the EU, because you need to be a democracy to join the European Union.
But Italy is.
Italy is, yeah.
Yeah. But they act very differently, right?
Well, they just do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. Like, would they say they're also Italian as well as Vaticanian?
Well, the official language is Latin. So, like, they're the OG Italians, kind of, because they all, I guess, lots of people used to speak Latin, but... Yeah, so 15 kilometers of museums in about an eighth of the size of New York's Central Park.
It's very condensed.
It is very condensed. And, you know, with the secret tunnels and stuff, there's probably like museums, secret museums. They have the papal archives. They're probably pretty exciting.
Well, I was just seeing also that, so you know, not that I obviously looked this up while I was there, but there's also the Egyptian, they've got an Egyptian museum within it.
What, in the Vatican City?
Apparently. According to the 13th, you must see in whilst at the Vatican. But, yes, I must say, it was, if you're going, I mean, it's always going to be busy because it's one of, you know, just something that everybody wants, a lot of people want to experience. I think it's a bit of like a pilgrimage for some people to go if they're Catholic. I very much enjoyed seeing the Sistine Chapel. You get a bit quite mesmerizing, but it's also get a bit dizzy because you're looking up. It's a ceiling. It's like you're going to be up for a long time, and it's quite high up. But you're also like kind of packed in like sardines. But again, I'm just like, it's kind of hard to fathom right now because I don't know how it would be now.
Everyone would need their own Pope mobile. Personal Pope mobiles, like maybe like bumper car sized Pope mobiles.
But tell me, you did have a very fun little fact before, so that you were telling me about this, the world's smallest country.
Yes, Vatican City is the world's smallest country, and in fact, you could probably, well, you could walk around it and listen to one of our episodes. Because it takes you only about 40 minutes at a regular walking pace.
And then you've covered the whole country. I think that's...
You've circumnavigated the whole country.
Circumnavigated. Well, you know, I love my achievement thing, so that would suit me very well. And I will make that a goal. I would definitely go back. Matthew didn't love Rome. Situated, so he wasn't super keen to get back. I did. I loved the ancient history part of it, and you know, it's a pretty fascinating city. I love food.
I think it's like super fascinating, and it's difficult to research facts because there is so much mystery surrounding the Vatican City. Even to this day, they're a secretive old bunch, the Catholics. What are you hiding, Pope? Give it to me. Actually, I have a list of talking points that I just jotted down while I was researching. I'll say them one by one, and if you have anything to say in conjunction with the Vatican City, feel free to jump in. Exorcisms. Secret aliens. Necropolis. Nazi gold, secret Jesus. That's it.
Wow. Now, I can't say that I experienced any of those whilst I was there.
But they're all connected to the Vatican City.
I feel like I, you know, like many other places, I've really glossed over this. No, I highly recommend it. Do go, avoid the aliens and, you know, leave the secret Jesus as he is. But do go. I would love to hear from someone who's going to go now or has been recently to see what it's like in the area now and what the changes are or how that's looking, you know, because it is a huge tourism attraction point, and as I said, like quite an important place for Catholics. So, are people still going? What's the vibe around there? And yeah, if you went, there was one really beautiful hallway. Like there was so many. It's like when you're in the getting toward the Sistine Chapel, you're in that whole museum section. It is like a maze, you know, and you really have to follow through, and you think you would think, oh, okay, now we're getting to this bit, and you go down these stairs, and then you go, oh, lots of other pretty artwork. And then, okay, we'll just go down these stairs. Oh, more lovely artwork and people. And then, oh, up these stairs and down this corridor. And then when you're waiting to get into the Sistine Chapel, it's actually quite a narrow entranceway. But, you know, there's one hallway that really opened up and had all the arches sort of all decorated gold and beautiful colours and just very bright, vibrant artwork. You know, we're talking, it's like that religious style of art. But it was just beautiful. It was one that had like a world map sort of decorated, you know, it's that one called to me. But, yeah, I think that was probably one of my favourite. It was very light-filled, that hallway. So I enjoyed that part very much. And I,
I've never been. I'm very interested. I'd like to see like the everything which has papal in front of it, like the papal furniture, the papal toilet, the papal kitchen. Does he have a papal toaster? How does that work?
I don't know, because I didn't go that side. I did enjoy also going out onto the terrace where, as I said, you can actually go. There is you can eat and drink inside that area because they've got a little cafe restaurant thing. Like, but I didn't eat food in there. I went nearby and drank of the Negronis. But I liked standing out on that terrace and looking over the Vatican Gardens. That was very beautiful. So
can you get up on the little on the balcony where he does the Easter speech from? I'd love to have a photo of me on the balcony.
I feel like no. I feel like you're only allowed in the square. Yeah,
probably not. People. It's the papal balcony.
It's really into papal things.
I think imagine having all this stuff, like, especially for you.
Yeah. It's like, it's cool, but it's also very, like, not very sharey, is it?
Well, no, which is why I want to take part. I want him to share with me.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Pope, reach out to me. I'm keen to hang.
It was like a more recent movie about the Pope. Was it about Pope Benedict? And Sir Anthony Hopkins was the actor.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Nominated. Yeah, that was not a few years ago. I have to say, pretty wishy-washy on as we all know, facts are left to you. So despite the fact that I visited, facts are limited. So do you plan to go?
It's not super high up on the list. It'd be like, okay, I haven't been to Rome, so like I'd...
If you're going to Rome, as you already you know, clarified, you may as well go to that. It'd be pretty damn shame to be in Rome and not go to the Vatican.
I'd like to do it, like, especially, like, with a private tour or something. Like, I'm sure they have like a VIP package I could possibly book. It's like, you know, it's like visiting North Korea or something. Like, you need to get on the inside. I don't want to see the.
That's what I found like not enjoyable about it, was that it was just so many people. I hope
what I mean. Like, yes. I don't want to go with all the rabble. Yeah. I want to see the papal toaster. I want to see the papal bicycle. Is there a papal exercise bike?
I wonder if there is. It was a big wonder while I was there. It's like, is there any time of the year where there's less crowds? And I think the kind of vibe I got was no. It doesn't matter if it's winter. Because if it's winter, people like going into museums or going into places to see because it's warmer.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I don't know, some of them don't care because they want to see it. Like, everybody wants to see it. It's never not going to be busy. And
yeah, I'd love to steal a papal teaspoon. Like, imagine that. You have like, it has a little, the keys or whatever embossed on it, and you'd be like, this is my papal spoon.
Yeah, I think there's a reason why they don't let people go in privately.
people like me.
Especially people who are voicing their, you know, light-fingered ways. No, I'm not calling Darius a thief. I'm just saying that that's what he was vocalizing.
But it's a souvenir, Emma. They expect you to take something. It's like in a hotel.
I think the Egyptians and things have a thing to say about people taking souvenirs from their place.
England.
I think that's me done with the Vatican. It's like, I probably could have done this episode in a minute. I think we've milked it pretty well. But it had to be done. I would go back. And I would also recommend, we were only there for 4 days, so that's why we didn't do both. But I would 100% recommend breaking it up and not doing both on the same day, because as in St. Peter's Basilica and Sistine Chapel, it's a lot. So if you have the time, break it up.
Sure.
And always enjoy delicious Italian beverages and food in between. Make
time. That's right. Yeah. So I guess the only thing left to say is goodbye.
You sound so sad. we just covered it so thoroughly. Well, you did very well, Darius. Far better than I.
Thanks,
and I would love to take your intro and use it for the description. So please do send that.
Okay. Do you accept a scribbly bit of paper? Because that's what it's written on.
So as always, please do make sure to connect with us. As always on my part, please fact check me and correct me. Into our Lovely Travels community and share your experiences of visiting the Vatican, what you would see again, what you would do differently. If you know, it'd be pretty funny, like, imagine if you can, like, just fly a helicopter into the Vatican. How could you get to the Vatican? Like,
Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a helicopter is your best bet. Maybe a Harrier jump jet, or the papal submarine.
Yeah.
Do they have a secret underwater tunnel?
I don't know. Because you just said it's secret. So.
Shot out of a large cannon.
Anywho, if you've been to the Vatican or you wanted to go, we don't ask for us for advice, just tell us about it. So Lovely Travels on Instagram, Lovely Travels on Facebook, and join the Facebook community, and emails of feedback, compliments, and complaints can go to info@darius.com. But any questions, comments,
that's right,
feedback, info@lovelytravels.com. We'll see you next time.
Yep. #Pope. Hail Satan. Bye-bye.